Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Discovering Delight. I'm still here and I'm very much alive. Happy New Year. And if it's your first time listening to this podcast, this is the show where I speak about all the things that bring me joy. And I don't want to say I've been struggling with that a bit lately, but life has been chaotic, right? So I'm just struggling to ease myself properly back into the year with everything that needs to be done. I think the first quarter of the year has shown itself to be a very busy time in terms of everything that I need to get rolling. But one of my resolutions for the year is to complain a bit less and actually indulge myself in all of the things that I am currently working on and doing, and actually not speak about them from a place of dread. A couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine called me out on the way that I speak about my work lately, or the way that I've been speaking about my work lately, and how these are the things that I prayed for, these are the things that I enjoy doing, these are the things that I've been wanting to do. Like, I'm passionate about the work that I'm doing, but when it's time to speak about them, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Oh my God, there's a whole lot of things I need to do. Oh my God, I'm busy sending proposals and getting rejections, and I still need to do the work either way, like whether I have money for it or I don't, because I really do care about the work that I am doing. And so I've been approaching a lot of it from a place of dread. And I was actually journaling earlier on and just saying that, no, I need to reel it back in. Also with the insight of my friend who was just like, I'm noticing something, Kia. I'm noticing something and it ain't cute. And I'm gonna need you to just, you know, bring yourself towards yourself in terms of how you speak about your work and the things that you're currently doing. So that's what I'm trying to do this year, and just kind of complain less. I'm in a very privileged position to be able to go after the things that are in my heart, and the things that I so desire. And actually, I'm recording this and we are officially in the year of the fire horse in Chinese zodiac, which promises to be a great year if you harness that energy well, right? And it's a year of movement and a year of, like, you know, just fiery passion, being brave, being bold, and going after the things that you so desire. And if you harness that energy correctly, it promises to be an amazing year. So that's what I'm trying to do, and get out of this place of self-sabotage and doubt, and then just speaking negatively about my plans and the things that I'm currently working towards. I think 2025 was quite a difficult year for me emotionally and just in my personal life overall. And I'm really trying to not necessarily remedy that situation, but to come back from that and look at the lessons that I learned and see what things I can do better in terms of regulating my emotions, regulating my finances, just regulating myself overall, right? And just be more intentional about doing the things that bring me joy. And a lot of that is coming through for me through the work that I'm currently doing. Koi is expanding, so it's no longer just Koi Drama Club. We're now a theater company and we're gonna be launching our second project soon. The Drama Club is happening, although not at a pace, it's not growing at a pace that I had wanted it to grow, right? Because now this is gonna be our second installment, it's our second year. And I felt like certain things should be moving in a slightly different way, in a slightly more bigger way, so to speak, this year. But it's proving to be a challenge yet again. And I don't want that to then, like, make me feel like I should minimize my efforts, or just make me feel, or dampen the vibes in general, right? But we are expanding and we're going to have an offering for, like, the adults. So yeah, we are going to have an offering for the youth. And so many things happened to allow us to get to the space for that. I am grateful for. I was part of a training at the end of last year where a result of that training was you winning some seed funding for a project that you want to do, for a creative project you want to do. And I ended, my proposal was selected as the winning proposal, right? And I was really grateful. I wept. If I find any footage of that, I'm gonna insert it somewhere. But I was just beside myself because that kind of recognition is like you heading in the right direction. Keep going. Your work is valuable. I'm somebody who doesn't necessarily need a lot of external validation for the things that I do, because a lot of the time it's coming from the heart and it's things that I genuinely really do enjoy and would like to be doing. Would be doing even without any kind of recognition. But recognition goes a long way. Especially when sometimes it feels like you're doing thankless work, so to speak. It's really nice to be seen and to be appreciated and to be like, for someone else to say, hey, we see you, you're doing amazing work, keep going, you know, support is there. Because a result of that was also that I got a mentor, and I do have a mentor for kind of like my media stuff, but I didn't have one that was local first and foremost. So to get that, and plus she's a woman, that just filled my heart with so much joy, and I'm excited for what that relationship and partnership is going to bring for me and how it's going to push me to greater heights. So those are some of the things that are happening around work, and it's just been very interesting as well that I'm getting speaking gigs. I have a masterclass coming up, and I'm like, that's insane for me to be doing a masterclass, because I love to yap. So yes, put me in a room and all I have to do is yap about my expertise and also just like yap about my experience in the world of podcasting, because I do think I've had a lengthy time doing that, right? So it's been about 5 years now, and to be able to have a platform to share what I've learned and assist in different ways, other podcasters in different ways, that is a blessing for me. So there's a whole lot of things that are happening, and I do think that sometimes I tend to be the person who feels like, oh, life is just not moving at the pace that I wanted to go. I feel stagnant. I feel stuck. And I don't know what tomorrow will bring. And I tend to be a pessimist most of the time. But this year, I'm really trying to channel my energy towards optimism and just be like, okay, things are happening in the background. Maybe it's not moving at lightning speed, but there's a whole lot of opportunity here for you to grow, for you to expand your reach, right? There's a whole lot of opportunity for you to have even greater impact. And I think it's also important to define that impact for yourself so that you're not measuring your success by matrix other people have decided for you. And I'm trying to really sit down with myself and be like, well, okay, so these are the goals. How are we measuring our success in the year? And just also have realistic, attainable things that like I can look back at and be like, oh, we'll take that off, right? And be content with that. Be content with where I am. Be content with the support that I'm receiving. Because I do think when we speak about support, sometimes we feel like we search for it in different places, and we look at the people that are not supporting us versus the ones that are supporting us. We fixate on who's not around that I thought was going to be around for these things. I think last year taught me that like my passions and my goals and my work is my work. And if I am constantly seeking support and validation from other people, then I may never even get it from those people. Sometimes the people that you least expect to show up for you will be the ones to show up for you. And the ones who you sometimes thought ride or dies, they'll be there. Some of them will, you know, will continue to ride or die, but not everyone is going to show up for you in the ways that you thought they would. And granted, everyone has things going on. Everyone has their own work stuff that they're dealing with. Everyone has things on their plate, personally, professionally, whatever the case is. And we're all in a space where we're trying to grow our careers, where we're trying to make names for ourselves, where we're trying to create some sense of stability. Therefore, you must be mindful, right, of those things. And granted, it might suck sometimes when the people, you know, when you just see who's there and who's not, but don't dwell on that thing for too long, right? And yeah, what other yaps and updates do I have? I just am deeply, deeply grateful to, one, be exhausted by the things of my choosing. And I think it also is a privilege for me to be in a space where I have the freedom to do whatever it is that pleases me. Not a lot of people have that opportunity, and I see it and I recognize it, and I am deeply, deeply grateful for that. Sometimes I question the stability part of things, you know, being in the creative space, you don't know where your next pay is going to come from. And it's like, can I build a sustainable life doing the work that I do? I think to a certain extent, yes, but you have to really be intentional about doing so. And that is something that I'm currently learning and trying to really solidify, some sense of grounding and stability in everything that I do, and sustainability of it all. So yeah, I think what I would like to do with this platform this year is also focus more on people who are creative professionals and talk about the highs and lows and kind of like the tips and tricks, share my experiences about how I'm navigating the creative industry and how I am growing and positioning myself, and if there's any nuggets of information that I wish I knew when I had just started out, I would like to share that with people. And so I think a lot of the things that I'll be talking about on this podcast this year will be discovering being the creative of your dreams. I think maybe 5 episodes on that, and then we'll see how it goes. But I really want to get back into also like just documenting my work. Like one of the things that was really, really getting drilled into me last year and even right now at the beginning of the year is the fact that I don't share my work online. I speak about the things that I do, but you just never see them, and I don't like document them. I don't promote them. I just do the thing and I step away, right? And part of that has been for the longest time the fear of being seen, right? I think to a certain degree, a lot of us have that thing where we're like, oh my God, I don't want to be perceived. But if you're working as a creative, or if you're working as a storyteller, a part of that work is actually being seen and having your work be seen and perceived. And how then will people interact with your work if you're not sharing it, if you're basically hiding? I always used to say I'm a shadow creative. I don't know if you guys have read The Artist's Way. I think that's where I first encountered that term, right? The shadow artist. And for the longest time, I identified as a shadow artist, like, which is part of the reason I work in behind the scenes, right? And I think then I got comfortable in working there, and now I've come to the realization that I need to step out into the spotlight from time to time. And it's a really difficult thing for me to do because I'm just like, boring, you know? But to a certain extent, I want to share my light with the world. I'm sunlight. Like, I don't know if you guys have noticed. I am the light, you know? So I think sharing a bit more and being open to being perceived is one of my goals this year. But yeah, those are some of the things that I wanted to converse about today. I'm gonna do my best to be consistent. I'm gonna do monthly podcasts instead of trying to do a podcast every other week. I am going to just commit to one check-in a month, right? And I think that is going to be great consistency for us. But otherwise, I'm well, hey? Like, I'm doing well. And I am excited for the year. I am excited for everything, the possibility of new things. I'm excited for the possibility of going after my dreams and just chasing, not even chasing, just doing. You know, I'm excited to live and not exist. I'm excited to thrive in every environment that I find myself in this year. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me for chit chat today. I hope you enjoyed it. Happy New Year once again. May it bring you all the good things. May it bring you closer to your dreams. May it be your best year yet. May it just be one of fulfillment and joy and just pure alignment, you know? May you find yourself in situations where you're like, I prayed for times like this, that like, this has been my dream. May you exhale this year, you know? Find more moments to exhale. And that's it from me. Until next time, bye.